This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
That's all she wrote, kind of, maybe, possibly.
Yeah.
You know, the more that I'm thinking about it this morning.
What's that?
I would love to have a home AFC championship game, obviously.
Well, yeah.
And that is feasible if both the Bills and Chargers make a run in the playoffs.
But that's a stretch.
Yeah, I mean, who knows, man? The AFC is so upside down right now. I don't know who's
But that
good.
Would be almost historic that the two lowest teams are the ones left standing.
I bet you there's a man who would know.
Who would that be?
You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Joining us on this post-game victory, goodbye Highmark, hello wild card road playoff game Monday.
Mm.
From 13 Wham and Buffalo Plus, let's welcome Uncle Dan Fates. Danny, how you doing, buddy?
Good, how are you guys?
Okay, so first, right out of the gate, Tommy's bothered by something that's been bothering him all morning, and he's been wanting to talk
to him. Well, they've been running them promos, you know, Buffalo Plus. The greatest show ever. Oh, my God. All the expert. So I saw that Uncle Dan's podcast.
No, he doesn't even know what he's talking about.
Well, it was just it was a brief thing. And I go, when did he go by Uncle Dan?
Dan. Is that the question?
Well, you would be Dan.
Well, you didn't really ask a question.
You just started rambling like an old man.
What's the Uncle Dan? I don't get
it. You just paused, so I didn't know if that was the actual question.
Well, that's where you jump in.
Or smarky comment after it.
I never smart.
Smart?
Oh, yeah, never. It's the old, like, cliche of, like, your uncle makes the bets. So it's like Uncle Sal, Uncle Vinny. So I just went with Uncle Dan, and it's a pick show that I pick all the games. I've been doing it for, I don't know, four years.
So you have a tout show where you talk about gambling.
Tout show. How old are you, tout show?
Well, I'm dressed like a
What's a tout show?
Exactly.
What's a tout show?
Exactly. He's got a 900 number you can call to get all his picks, Dan, if you're interested.
Dial on your rotary phone?
I didn't know you were running numbers.
Here's how into gambling Dan is. I didn't get to see him in Cleveland because somebody ditched me for a casino I found out
really?
In the second hand. Danny boy!
Oh, how did you find that out?
Oh, because I know people. I know people, Dan. Uncle Dan.
The casino was the afternoon. We had an early night.
All right, Dan. Yesterday, I had said this morning, it was the perfect way to send out Highmark, right? Like, Josh gets his snap, he continues his thing. Mitch Trubisky plays the best game of his career, 260 yards passing, 4 touchdowns. Ray Davis goes off. Like, it was like these players, despite the fact that they do not normally get play time, understood the gravity of the moment and wanted Bills fans to have the opportunity to just soak in the final 3.5 hours at that stadium yesterday.
Yeah, and I think it was also a testament to, like, Sean McDermott, and he talked about it all week, of kind of, like, sending off the stadium on the right note. Obviously, that Eagles game didn't leave the best taste in fans' mouth, and so to kind of have that game, even with your backups, I thought they still put together a really good game plan. Also, the Jets just looked like they completely quit. But it was a good way to send off the stadium, because the last game will be remembered, you know, as the last game, and people that were there and they got their coin and all of those things, they can say that, like, the Bills beat the snot out of the Jets. And that, I think, was a special way. And if it hadn't gone out their way, I think it would have left a bad taste in people's mouths. So I thought it was a really cool night. Like, I don't know about you, Pat, but, like, the beginning was really emotional. Josh running out, the last player to be introduced, most likely at Highmark Stadium. And the end was really cool. The montage they played, the fan, you know, a lot of the fans not leaving, them playing, you know, all the music and Goo Goo Dolls. Like, that was really cool.
Got to have the Goo Goo Dolls.
In between, Pat, it felt like a preseason game. Like, the Jets, it was so bad that it was just like walking up and down the field. It didn't have a ton of juice because it was a pretty meaningless game, but I thought the beginning and the end was really
Danny likes his juice.
I thought it was juicy. It was Eli, juicy enough for
Danny
me, Dan.
Likes his juice. That's why he goes to the casino, baby. Get some of that casino juice.
Uncle Dan's juice you're talking
oh,
about.
Oh, yeah.
Don't drink it too fast, buddy.
Juicy Dan. Come get him some.
No, I was telling Tommy and Kerry this morning, and if you went to the game, you're probably just waking up now because of how crazy everything got. You know, it was chaos in there, but like a beautiful chaos. I didn't think I was going to get emotional. And with like 5 minutes left, I just started bawling my eyes out. And here's the funniest part.
What's that?
So Jenna Cotchell from 13 Man, she was covering the game on the field.
Wait, yesterday. You talking about Aunt Jenna?
Auntie Jenna.
So, Auntie Jenna?
No, I think he said Auntie.
Auntie Jenna. Auntie Jenna. I'm bawling my eyes out. Yeah. And I'm kind of embarrassed because I don't cry. I don't cry normally.
Yeah.
My brother is like, he's got his arm around me. It's like this wonderful
moment.
Very
emotional.
Yeah, he is, yeah. So Joe Andreessen, Buffalo Joe, comes over to my section where I sit. You know, I'm in row three on the 20-yard line. His family must have been over there. Here comes Jenna with a camera. And I'm like, dear God, no. She's going to get me bawling my eyes out and send it to everyone we know and make it look a total dick. Like, I was hiding my face because I didn't want her to have that.
Don't look at me.
Stop it. I used to be beautiful.
No cameras, please.
I used to be beautiful. All right, so Dan, we move on to Jacksonville, but before we get there, something has to be figured out in-house because Matt Prater, Bill's kicker, has re-aggravated his quad injury. Do we have any idea how serious that injury is as of now?
Serious enough that he couldn't kick in the second half, and they shut him down. Sean McDermott said today they'll get more scans and kind of have a more understanding. It didn't sound very positive. Obviously, in that game, it didn't really matter whether you had to go for two or, you know, the extra points and stuff like that. But he couldn't do kickoffs, and, you know, he's not a spring chicken. So, like, that was kind of a lingering issue. And I remember it was a few weeks ago, somebody asked, like, Sean McDermott, like, hey, as it gets colder, are you more concerned about having an older kicker? And he's like, no, and I feel like it's starting to wear on the guy. And you think he's the second oldest player in the league? Like, it is a concern because you saw last night in that Steelers-Ravens game how important a kicker can be. And the Jags, by the way, have probably the best field goal kicker in the league. He had a 67-yarder, so anytime they get near midfield, they're already in range to get points. And the problem is that when he got injured a few weeks ago, the Bills brought in a bunch of kickers, and the one they liked wasn't very good.
Well, I mean, it's funny, you bring up last night. We watched with our own eyes. He almost cost us a game in Cleveland, and he absolutely cost us a game against the Eagles. Why would you wear 32? That also bothers me. Of all the numbers to wear, like it was a bad omen from the beginning, Dan.
So are they mentioning anybody they're going to go get?
Well, they're going to bring in people this week. Yeah. I mean, Dan, is there somebody that
is there somebody good?
Yeah, there's a good kicker out there. There's a good kicker out there. Pat, do you want to talk about him?
We talked about this on the air when...
Yeah. Who is it?
It's Justin
Tommy
Tucker.
Tommy definitely doesn't remember.
What's wrong
Justin
with him?
Justin Tucker, Deshaun Watson allegations at Cleveland, same ones.
Similar.
Yeah. Similar, yeah. So you don't want...
Sometimes you got to hold your nose in
the
game.
I'm not doing it, man.
I'm not doing it.
Not doing it.
Well, then every time I go, there's a million college kids that can kick these goddamn footballs. Why not go get one?
Okay, so Dan.
But I know they're not.
You can't get one out of college right now.
He doesn't understand the draft. All right.
But there's got to be some.
But so, like a recent grad, you're saying.
Yes.
Go get Ole Miss's kicker. What's Ole Miss up to? We'll just take their kicker.
How about
just
soccer? There's a million soccer guys running around.
All right, Dan.
No, I've gone too far.
They're not playing right now.
I have this argument with Tommy on a semi-weekly basis, and it's infuriating, so maybe you can talk some sense into him. Tommy is convinced. Dan Fates from 13
Wins. You overthink this game. That's what y'all do.
Buffalo Plus hanging out with us. Tommy's convinced that there are 1,000 people on this planet that can be 100% field goal kickers.
Okay,
in
the NFL. You're not gonna. Nobody's 100%, but get a guy that's 70% is better than nothing.
70% is worse.
70% is bad.
You ain't got nothing right now.
Yeah, why not send you out there, stupid? Your little boots.
I know a guy that thinks he can kick.
I can kick. You watch me hit a 40-yard field goal.
Okay. Yeah, that keeps getting backed up.
It's a 40-yard.
I don't remember.
20-yard chip shots out 40 yards.
We have video of a 40-yard field goal.
40.
It was 40.
It was no 40.
It cleared the bar. Barely cleared
it.
So what?
The only thing 40 that field was your ass.
No, it was like 22. Doesn't matter. Dan, tell Tommy how hard it is.
Explain it to me, Dan.
To find a kicker, especially at this point in the season right now.
At this level.
Well, that's the thing, too, is that like, some teams will bring in two kickers at training camp. The Bills did and things like that. And most of those kickers are like staying ready because there's the possibility of a guy getting injured in week 3 or week 6. I don't know how many guys are still like in shape.
In shape to be a kicker.
Like it's still the pressure.
You just got to be loose.
Okay, but he's saying they haven't stayed, like, they're not in the mindset of
mindsets and pressure is what you make of it. You want to get into your own head?
Oh, my God.
You're
going to write a book, you dumbass?
Tommy, if you're not on the radio for 8 months and then your first show back, is it going to be great?
No.
Oh, he's been listening today?
Kicked off the air.
Could be the same. It always sucks. There's probably some kid in Ole Miss could do it.
Ole Miss?
They got a problem. They also brought in another kicker to keep an eye on, who they brought in with Michael Badgley, who obviously only lasted 2 weeks and missed two kicks. Youngway Koo was a kicker for Atlanta
for
a few years. He was actually pretty good.
Youngway Koo?
Yes, he's Korean. We talked about him.
Great name.
He was born in Korea.
I hope so.
But Danny, he got a case of the yips in Atlanta, and that's why he doesn't have a job there.
He got the Korean yips?
Yes, I think so.
Oh. Right. So that's again, a lot of the kickers. If you're a good kicker, you have a job. Like, you're on a team. Like, that's where this is going to be so difficult. And again, I think the other ones that were the fringe guys, I think they're in Cabo. Like, I think they're all set. Like, they're not ready to come back.
So there's nobody to go get.
This is going to be a big issue.
All right.
They're going to have to find somebody.
Can we fingers cross that they just pulled Prater out in the second half as a precaution?
Taking a rest.
We'll find out. It didn't sound like that.
Damn.
It wasn't, hey, this is precautionary. He'll be fine. We'll monitor it. It seemed like, hey, we got to get some scans. This is the same thing that we were concerned of. And Kat brought up a good point yesterday that, like, Pat, if you go with Prater, okay, and you say, hey, we're going to try and tough it out, and then you have this happen in the game again,
you
don't carry two kickers on the roster. So it's not like, okay, you know, your right tackle goes down. Well, you've got other guys that can fill in. Like, a wide receiver goes down and rolls his ankle. You have other wide receivers ready. You only have one kicker. So, like, you're gambling if you want to say, hey, we're going to try Prater, but then in the first quarter, he, you know, all of a sudden it flares up again, then he's out.
All right, let's talk about that, and then we'll move on to kicking everybody, I promise, because I know everyone loves hot kicker talk right now. You've got Ray Davis, who has kicked a couple of extra points.
He did it in college, right?
He kicked it in high school. Hold on, hear me out. And he also kicked that onside kick that went terribly. You also have Wisniewski, the punter, who was handling kickoff duties yesterday. Dan, in your humble opinion, as the uncle expert that you are, how far is too far for Wisniewski if...
Wisniewski?
Whatever. Who gives a crap?
Wisniewski.
You never see him. Who cares? Like, is a 35-yard field goal too much to ask him to take a shot at in a playoff game?
Probably.
I hit a 40.
Like a
keep in mind,
kick.
I hit a 40. Keep in mind.
What about the Korean kid?
I'd have to see if Wisniewski, like, kicked in college. Like, a lot of them, some of them were, you know, the kicker and the punter and some college teams. I don't know. And again, do you want the pressure also, you know, being for a guy that has never done it? Like, yeah, it was fun when Ray Davis did it in a preseason game. It's a whole different element to go on the road. And when your team's down 2 in the final seconds of the fourth quarter having a guy that's like, hey, go out there and give it a good effort, bud. Like, that's tough.
What a story that would be, though, Dan. Ray Davis kicks us into the next round. Come on!
What a story it'd be. They call up Pat Duffy from the stands, and here he is to kick the field goal.
40 yards.
25 yards.
I'm good inside 40.
For the record, Wisnowski has kicked field goals in the NFL, too.
Oh!
And he missed a 40-yarder and made... It says he made his second, so I don't know how far that was. 26-yarder.
Okay, so he's good from 26 and in.
He's good from inside 30.
It was when he was playing for the 49ers. It was an emergency kind of situation, it sounds like.
Okay. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit, which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
Okay. All right, Dan, let's move on to what's going on in Jacksonville. It's official. The Bills are traveling to Jacksonville Sunday, 1 o'clock game, live on CBS, the coveted Sunday 1 o'clock Bills fan slot. Tommy, the Jacksonville Jaguars they have a statistically good offense, but there are two types of people who watch the Jaguars and pull two different things away.
Yeah.
Tommy, there are those who believe that the Jaguars, based on their win streak they've had, their run they've been on, offensive juggernauts.
Okay.
There are others who believe, and I'm going to put myself in this camp, that they are paper tigers beating up on inferior teams.
So they've had a weak schedule?
Yes.
Okay.
Or they're playing bad defenses. Yep. Dan, which do you fall into?
Both. I think
Shut
both
up, Dan!
No, 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 no. So hear me out. Because you're right, Pat, they have played, I just saw they were 22nd in strength of schedule. So I was on that same... you know, thought as you. I was on your side. And then they went to Denver and handled the Broncos in Denver. And I was like, oh, okay, this team might be for real. But they really haven't played great quarterbacks. You know, they've played Cam Ward, the rookie, twice. They've played Riley Leonard. They played Justin Herbert, and the Chargers are just awful against the Jaguars historically.
Tommy has no idea who any of these people are, by the way.
Right, exactly. So they played Philip Rivers. Like,
I know that guy. Oh, man.
How about Jacoby Brissett? So the two quarterbacks that are, like, decent out of this group are Jacoby Brissett for the Arizona Cardinals and then Bo Nix for the Denver Broncos. Both of those guys threw for over 300 yards. They don't have a great pass rush defensively. So when you're looking at – I'm just talking about the defense. They statistically have the number one rushing defense Okay, they haven't allowed, I don't believe, a running back to rush for over 75 yards against them this season. So you may think, well, that's not good. The Bills' kind of forte this year has been James Cook, the NFL rushing king, and their offensive line. I was just looking at it. Over this last eight-game winning streak, they haven't faced a top 10 rushing attack. The Bills are number one. The only team in these last eight games when they've been on their winning streak that had the top 10 rushing offense was the Jets, who's 10th in rushing yards per game. So while they do have a really good defensive line and a really good rushing defense, that may be a little inflated by the opponents that they faced.
Okay. So to his point, and because he is a gambling degenerate like I am, he already knows this. Right now, the Bills are 1.5 favorites on Sunday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Damn.
What's blowing my mind here, we talked about this, Dan Fates from 13 Way Buffalo Plus joining us here in the break room on a postgame Monday. We talked about it a little bit this morning. James Cook is the rushing title holder. He has the most rush yards in the NFL this year, rushing champion. Good for him. Dan, if you would have told me in August that you have Josh Allen and James Cook led the NFL in rushing, I would have thought we were 15-2 and we have a bye week.
Yeah.
How does this play out and we're going on the road for an opening playoff game?
Because they're limited in everything else for the offense, and it's still 2025, 2026, and you still have to be able to throw the ball, and the Bills have struggled with that. They've tried to make a number one wide receiver out of putting together three tight ends, is how they've tried to do it. They are a limited offense. Now, Josh Allen makes and changes all of that, and if Josh gets on a run, like he could in the postseason, like we've seen before, and he goes nuclear, this team can be dangerous. Brandon Cooks seemed to find some success against that Eagles game. I thought that was encouraging, somebody that could stretch the field a little bit. But we have seen that when teams have been able to contain James Cook and sell out against the run, the Bills' wide receivers, their offensive like passing attack, hasn't been able to be a counterpunch that teams have had to consider. Now, when they've been able to counter, it's with Josh and his legs. So now we're talking about what's the status of his foot. How is his foot feeling?
Because how is your foot? What is your foot doing? What can your foot do?
Yes.
Can you kick?
Do you have it? Like, yes. Like, all of those things. Because I thought at the end of the Eagles game, a couple of times where we would have seen, like, that fourth down when they got stopped, would have been a time where Josh just takes off. And so I don't know how much – Josh, of course, says it's fine, nothing's bothering him, all this stuff. Right. I think it's bothering him some, and I think it's on his mind. So, you know, what can you do for pain management? Nothing's broken, but that doesn't mean that something can't be sprained. So that's where I look at this offense is a little bit of, you know, kind of one-dimensional, and in years past, it was always one-dimensional. They couldn't run the ball. Now they seem like they can only run the ball and not really pass it.
Yo, Unc, I got a question for you. Where are all these guys that were banged up or were going to be coming back, getting healthy? None of these guys are coming back.
Oh. What guys are you
like
talking
Ed
about?
Ed Oliver and all these guys.
He's coming back for the Super Bowl if they
That's
go.
It?
That's
no,
what
we
told
those
you.
Are long
I thought
injuries.
You meant like the playoff
We said
run.
They would maybe.
What
they
about
make
that Christian
team?
Kid?
Who?
Benford.
One? Christian Benford? Oh, no, he's good to go.
Yeah.
Well, he's coming back.
Yeah, he's playing. He just didn't play yesterday because they were resting starters.
Right.
They've been much more injured defensively than on the offensive side.
Right.
Oh, do you watch the games?
I watched the
games. Do you watch the games?
I saw the zero kid did good.
What just happened there. Like,
zero kid.
He wasn't even waiting for Dan to finish his thought before his next question came. So, okay. So clearly you have a hearing or listening problem.
No kidding.
Yes.
By the way, zero kid, also what they called him in middle school. It was that zero kid. Dan Fates from 13 Web joining us here. All right. So last night, the last game ever at Highmark Stadium, unless something crazy happens, the Chargers are the 7th seed. The only way we would play again in Highmark is if the Bills face off against the Chargers in the AFC Championship game. Let's put the Bills aside for a second, Tom. Mm-hmm. For this to happen, the Chargers would have to beat the Patriots this weekend.
You think the Patriots are suspect.
I do, but it's a West Coast team traveling east, so that's not good for us.
You can't have them.
They would then have to beat divisional Broncos. After that, and then they would come to Buffalo for an AFC Championship game if we kept winning. Dan, percentage odds out of 100 that the Chargers are still standing after the Patriots and Broncos?
9%.
Less than 10.
That's 9. Yeah. Huh? That's your 9
still
right there.
Still a chance. So keep those urinals in the stadium.
I mean,
it would be nuts. And, like, think about all the things that, like, the memories and all of this stuff, and you have to be like, just kidding, just kidding. We're going to open the doors back up. We're back.
Got to get another Goo Goo
Dolls
song.
That would be weird. Yeah, that would. Just kidding, never get, guys.
But, I mean, Dan, here's the thing,
come
man.
Come on in.
Like, Kimmy, normally we know these teams. Like, good teams play good teams. Bad teams play bad teams. You know, it does feel like, and when you think I'm wrong, anybody jump in and tell me. The Broncos have had a soft schedule. The Patriots have had a soft schedule. They might be good. I don't think they are. Jacksonville, as we just talked about, has had a soft schedule. The teams that are up top haven't really been battle-tested. And, you know, when they play each other, it looks like it's two good teams. Yes, I mean, Dan, if there's a year it's going to happen, it's this year, isn't it?
Anything, yeah.
Yeah, and in years past, what it's always been is you watch the playoffs and, like, what you can always kind of, like, Uncle Dan would look at is you look at the quarterback.
Don't do the third the person, Dan. Don't do it, man. It's the worst. Yeah.
That's so unk.
That was for Tommy. You look at proven quarterbacks that have won in the playoffs. You look at, like, even when Mahomes had to go on the road, it's like, well, it's still Patrick Mahomes, or it's, you know, Eli Manning going on the road, or Aaron Rodgers, or Peyton Manning. Like, all of those guys, it was like, yeah, they, like, that's who you leaned on, and you went with experience. Up top, number one seed is Bo Nix. Hasn't won a playoff game. Got kind of shellacked in Buffalo last year.
Yeah, he did.
Drake May hasn't played in the playoffs. And then you look at Trevor Lawrence. I think they had a wild comeback win against the Chargers a few years ago, but, like, he's kind of choked in big games as well. And then you don't know what the Steelers are. And then you have the Houston Texans. Like, it seems much different this year where you don't have the high-profile, proven quarterbacks, and instead you have these young teams with great defenses, and are those going to be the keys and the big factors that carry a team to a Super Bowl? Because in the AFC, it's not the proven names. It's not Lamar. It's not Mahomes. Like, all those kind of things, it's much more of these defenses have kind of dominated. Even the Texans, people are like, oh, you don't want to go play the Texans. Well, the Texans still have to go on the road, and the Jags have a pretty good defense, you know, in theory. So all of those kind of things is what makes this so different. And there's no question that Josh Allen is the best player available, is left in the AFC.
All right, Dan, I'll ask you this question, and I just need a yes or no from you. Don't try and ride both sides of the fence like you did like a bitch on the last one, okay?
Okay.
Come a week from today, when we are talking to you, are we celebrating moving on to play a second road playoff game, or are we wrapping up the season and talking about what they're going to be doing in the draft?
That's not a yes or no question.
Do the Bills win on Sunday, you dick?
Yes.
That's what I'm talking about, Dan.
All right.
That's what
there
I'm
you
talking
go.
About, Dan.
It's Unk's pick.
Unk's pick. Dan, you should change the segment to Unk's picks, I think.
Unk's picks, got it.
Unk's
all right, picks. I'll put it in consideration.
All right, cool. All right, so Dan, let's say I enjoy all you do, even Unk's picks, and I want to get all of the Buffalo coverage you guys do with 13 Wham, you, Jenna, Catalana, plus some more. Where can I find that?
Buffalo Plus YouTube channel. We were all up there at Highmark Stadium along with Duffy. Our podcast is up now. We'll have content throughout the week. We'll talk to somebody in Jacksonville, get a take on what's going on there. We'll be up at practice on Wednesday. We're flying out early Saturday. All three of us will be on the road. Down in Florida.
Wow. Blowing that budget.
Wait, did you get three Spirit seats in a row? How'd that work out?
Yeah, it's incredible. Also, I didn't want to say this on the podcast, but Jacksonville is the worst NFL city by far.
It's just the worst city in Florida, man.
Yeah, I've also watched the worst football games ever there. So, like, it is a little bit of a house of horrors for Buffalo.
Well, Check out Jacksonville Beach, though. It's pretty nice.
Well, Tommy has experience because the one thing you remember about Jacksonville living down in Florida.
I had a girlfriend. I used to live in Florida. And she got stabbed at Jacksonville Beach while riding a bicycle because somebody wanted to steal her purse.
That was a story you just casually dropped on us this morning. Stabbed while riding a bicycle.
Was she okay? Is she okay?
So it screwed up her hand, and she was too poor to get it fixed.
Oh,
so she had a little. No, okay. Not bad. It was a little. Did you
just lie to us?
No, yeah. But I didn't notice it till we were having some action, and then I noticed like that pinky was doing something kind of weird, man. So yeah, like it screwed up the tendons in her arm.
This is why we don't ask follow up questions.
Yeah,
ever.
My bad. That's on me. Hand up.
Ever.
I'd rather get dropped than ask another question to Tommy.
And she couldn't use deodorant under that pit because of the stab wound. for some reason.
Have a good one, guys. Appreciate it.
Dan Fates with 13-web at Buffalo Plus. Dan,
I bet she's fine. She's good.
Always a pleasure, buddy.
Yeah,
thanks,
totally.
Thanks for the call. There goes Dan. All right, let's take a break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign-up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
I guess it was always this way, or at least it should have always been this way. Because there was a time.
There was a time.
Where we thought Rochester was on the up and up and hopping, and we were getting bigger, and we needed all these things. Mm-hmm. But it might have been fool's gold the entire time we were doing
it. What happened?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, you know, we've been talking all morning about the end of Highmark Stadium and how emotional that has been. But that's not the only building that was shuttered forever while we were on break.
What's getting shuttered?
On January 1st, the Marketplace Mall, at least all the stores inside, closed forever.
Kaputz.
Yep, it is over. The mall has closed. Wow. I know there were a bunch of people in the greater Rochester area that, despite the mall being pretty much empty on the inside, went and did one final walkthrough.
Oh, okay. Yeah. One lap.
Stroll.
I tried to talk my kids into doing it. They wouldn't come, so I didn't get to go. So that means right now there are two malls left in the greater Rochester area. You have Eastview on the east side, and you have Grease Ridge on the west side.
Right.
And Kimmy, it kind of feels like maybe that's how it should have always been.
Yeah, I mean, makes sense that you'd split it up like that, especially in the locations that they are. I don't, you know, Henrietta, I guess, we could sustain that for a little bit, but didn't need to, I guess.
Were we always a two-mall town? Should we have always been a two-mall
town? Yeah, because the malls that they built four of the same mall. Mm-hmm. There was no difference. It was the same stores.
So as a teenager at the time, I do remember the only reason you'd go to one specific mall over the other was for, like, some of those, like, teenage stores. Like, I remember Marketplace had, like, a Hollister.
Yeah.
And Eastview had the Abercrombie. So depending on, like, where you wanted to shop, maybe you had to switch between malls.
Oh. All right. So remind me, because I'm misplacing my timeline here. Did we include? What are you laughing at? What are you laughing at?
I can't say it.
I don't want to know.
Well, I tried not to laugh.
We don't want to ask follow-up questions.
Good call.
Yeah, yeah.
Was Midtown Plaza open when Irondequoit Mall opened initially? Did we have five malls at one point?
I forgot. It's
the one in the city.
Too.
Yeah, I mean that was the
original.
Oh
yeah, when
mall.
I moved here, that mall was all that mall was still there, and it had that little Wegmans in there
and the McCurdy's and all that.
Yeah.
Stuff. Okay, so at one point then we had five operating malls mm-hmm. in the greater Rochester area.
Yeah.
Because when did Irondequoit open up? 93, 92.
That was also open before I moved here.
Okay.
So that had to be early '90s.
92. All right. Because I remember when that thing opened, it was like the greatest thing.
Well, people were taking bus trips to it.
Two floors!
1990.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, so you had Midtown Plaza, Eastview Mall, Irondequoit Mall, Grease Ridge, and Marketplace all operating at the same time. And don't forget, in what was it, 95 or 96, they combined, they made that mall in Grease bigger.
So you had a East Side, West Side, North and South Mall.
And a city mall.
Yeah, and the mall in the city. And even funnier, you know, Irondequoit and Grease, despite being, you know, East Side, West Side, were 6 miles from each other on the same road.
Yeah.
Literally
the
same road. 104, 6 miles, two massive malls.
And every one of them had a Kaufman's.
For God's sake, seriously. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. The one weird thing about Marketplace not succeeding where it is, Henrietta is still a bastion of retail.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because of the Jeff.
Yeah.
But maybe that took away from the mall, too.
I
with
just,
all those extra, like all the standalone
Marshalls
stores.
And Targets and all that stuff.
But, I mean, Grease has that same kind of vibe. So does Eastview.
Not so much for, like, retail shopping.
You don't think so?
They have a lot of, like, restaurants and stuff. But I'm thinking, like, most of the, like, if you're going to go, you know, shopping for clothes or shoes or anything like that, you're going to the mall.
Okay. I just find it weird. Like, in Henrietta, we don't want the mall. We're not going to shop at the mall. But we will shop at all the stores and get in our car and drive to the next store and get in our car and drive to the next store.
Like, to move around a little bit.
It doesn't make any sense.
I know.
Because those Marshalls and Home Goods and
HomeSense. Yeah, you got to bounce around.
Yeah, Homie the Clown. They're always packed. They're always packed. Why do we not want the mall? That seems easier to me.
Okay.
Stupid. You ever tried driving up and down Jefferson Road on like a 6 o'clock weeknight? It's a nightmare.
It's gotta be it has to. Well, anytime that road's gonna be a nightmare.
So are we done trying to build malls in the greater Rochester
area? I hope so.
I don't know.
Why would you build another one?
I know. We got malls we have to fill.
Okay, so here the weird thing about Eastview Mall is you think it's near things that it's not.
Oh.
Cause like you're 10 minutes from Eastview.
Yeah.
But like Fairport and Penfield, although closer to Eastview Mall than any other mall.
Yeah.
Still a little hike.
Yeah, it's a bit of a hike away.
Yeah.
And like as Fairport and Penfield start to build, right? More people are moving out. It's becoming more of a destination. It does kind of feel like they're going to need places.
Can't put another mall out there, man. It's going to be dead.
Because
don't forget, if you want to do shopping too, you can go up to Webster because Webster expanded that whole area by that Walmart and everything. They put a ton of stuff out there.
Bro, what is it? What route is it? Not 250.
Yeah, it's 250.
Is it 250?
Yeah.
That I take it back. That's more of a pain in the ass at Jefferson.
Yeah, but that has a lot of retail too.
Yeah, I know. But like, here's the, why would you put? It's like a road next to a road, but you got to go to this road to get to this road.
And a cemetery.
It's the least efficient way to get around a town. Yeah. Whoever designed Webster, what are you doing?
Right.
What are you doing? And it's all the same stores.
It is. It is. I remember one time there was like four Starbucks inside that area.
You're absolutely right. I don't know. I'm going to miss the mall in Henrietta because we went there a lot when I was a kid.
Yeah. It was your home.
It wasn't my home.
Well, kind of.
What are you talking about? I worked there, too. I worked at that Kaufman's.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. In my shirt and tie that I did not wash and got Chinese food for dinner every night. The thing that sucks, if you've worked in the mall, you understand this, especially when you're younger. I didn't make any money. Because I spent all of my money on dinner when I was working.
Yeah, so the mall got your money back.
Yeah, you got it. Like the amount of mall Chinese.
Just go walk around and spend more money.
Exactly. The amount of mall Chinese food that I ate.
Mall Chinese food is the best.
It is. Why is it the best?
Oh, my God. It's so good.
Can we talk about this while we're on the.
It's gourmet.
Is it?
To me, it is.
Well, no. I mean, the bodega Chinese is better.
Yeah, but you don't get that. I mean, that's a far cry. That's big city Chinese food.
I told you the story about my dad who used to try and get discounted Chinese food leaving the mall.
Yep.
But he had it at the end of the night, right?
It was a move I didn't know existed.
I don't think it did exist. I don't think it actually did. I don't know what his deal was. We would go to the mall and stay till they would lock the doors.
Yeah.
Right? And then we would leave. And when we were leaving, he would walk up to the Chinese food people and like haggle with them.
So did it work?
Sometimes it did.
Yeah.
And other times they were just like, "Why? What are you doing?"
But it's still good food. It's just been sitting there for a while. It's the food nobody wanted.
Yeah. But like, This is embarrassing. You,
come on,
you
man.
Have the money. And by the
squid
way,
and rice.
And he would only get he would only get it for himself too. We would have to watch it.
Oh wait, he wouldn't share his discovered Chinese food.
No, he would not share his haggled Chinese food.
What a tight ass.
God. What was your favorite mall growing up?
I mean, I always went to Grease Ridge.
Oh, yeah, you lived on.
Because that was the closest for us. I don't think as a kid, I don't really ever remember going to Eastview. Maybe like one or two times in my life.
Same.
Well, that was a hike, man, living in Hilton.
Yeah. The only time we went out there was the one time I went to Funscape, and that only went.
But Eastview wasn't.
It was
really
like a
nice
mystery out there. It was like where all like the cool stuff was that like maybe you got to go to like once in a long while.
But when I first moved here, Eastview wasn't really a nice mall.
No.
It was all like disjointed. Like the nice one was Marketplace.
Yeah.
That had all the fancy stuff.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. It is weird how time changes things like that, right? Yeah. Well, what we thought, I mean, look, you build malls where you think people are going to be, you know, populated, right? So that's why you built that one in Irondequoit. That's why Greece built up the way that it did. It's just weird that Henrietta, again, as we talk about Marketplace Mall closing officially on January 1st, it's over now. Henrietta has boomed.
Yeah.
Yet the mall is dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Weird. I don't get it. It doesn't make sense.
All the money went on to Jeff, baby. Where all the action is, up and down to Jeff.
But all the colleges there, it's right off the thruway.
Yeah, I mean, all of these things, it should be.
But they want all that discount Marshall stuff. College kids ain't got no damn money.
Put the Marshalls in the mall like they did in Greece.
Oh.
Put the Marshalls in the mall, throw the coconut away. Throw the can away? I don't know. No, going back to the food court, I remember what I wanted to bring up. Have you guys been in a mall food court lately?
No.
Okay. So I was at the one in Greece when we were on vacation.
Yeah.
And it's all like unique local restaurants now.
Oh, really? So it's not chain.
There's a Burger King, but
they have all the restaurants attached to the mall too.
Oh, you're right about that. Right,
and then
Robin.
They have their own separate food court.
Yeah, but like it was like local like Mediterranean food. There was an African restaurant there that looked really good.
Man.
Chinese local. It was all it was like it's kind of fun. It's not Sbarro.
Real Italian food.
Is the Burger King still there?
Burger King is still there. That Burger King has been there. That mall was built around that Burger King.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are behind us, and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall, so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet
vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, "Drop it." Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.